අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Students, welcome you all to Ruhunu Guru Gedara Educational Program. I am Nilanga Sirivardhana, teacher of English, working at Kottapola National School. Today I am going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. And I am ready to teach you a very very important but a very basic grammar lesson. Even if you are at a middle level in learning English, yes, we'll help you to review and make everything a little easier when you are doing more advanced grammar lessons. There are several different parts of speech. Parts of speech. They are categories of types of words. We are going to talk about four of the main eight parts of speech. They are nouns, verbs, adjectives and adverbs. Understanding these parts of speech will teach you to use words properly in a sentence and become a better writer. So today's lesson is using nouns, verbs, adjectives and adverbs appropriately. When we refer dictionaries or some kinds of grammar books, we see some symbols. When we write, we can just write N to represent noun. A verb is a V. An adjective is ADJ and an adverb is ADV. Remember, these symbols are universal, right? The very first one is a noun. A noun is a person, place or thing. So, people, all the people around you are nouns. A place, city names, country names, things, anything living or dead or physical or ideas, they all are things. For examples, sister, you, me, dog, house, goal, pencil, knowledge, they all are things. Actually, I am a person and so I am a noun. Right. The next one is verbs. Verb is an action word. So, for example, run, jump, dance, write are all verbs. As well, there are certain verbs that don't show any action. You know, to do verbs or be verbs. Am is a verb, so the two are verbs. This is what you have to remember to make it easy for you. We have a verb and then we have an adverb. Verb, adverb. An adverb simply describes the verb or tells you how the action is done. For example, if I use the verb run, I am going to tell you how I run. I would say, for example, slowly. Since I'm not a good athlete and I don't like to run, I run slowly. So, how do I run? Slowly. I run slowly. Most adverbs end in ly, but not all of them. Adjectives. Adjectives are describing words. They are used to describe nouns. An example for an adjective would be beautiful. Beautiful is a word to describe someone or something. For example, the sky is a noun and beautiful is used to describe it. That makes beautiful an adjective. Another example, let's take the noun cat. You want to describe the cat. You can say the color or size or shape. So, I'm going to say a black cat. So, in this phrase, the word black is my adjective because it tells me what the cat looks like. Right. Now we know what nouns, verbs, adjectives and adverbs are and then let's identify them in a sentence. My first example. Alex reads a novel. As we all know, sentences are written in the structure subject plus verb plus rest. So here as well, there should be the subject at the beginning. So Alex is the subject. As we know that, usually, a subject should be a noun, since it is who is doing the action. In other words, Alex is a person. As we were taught, a person is a noun, so Alex is a noun. Then reads, it is an action word, so reads is a verb, Okay, let's read the sentence again. Alex reads a novel. Ah, there's another noun. What about the word novel? Yeah, it's a thing. So, a novel is a noun. Right. Now, I expand the sentence, right? Alex reads a beautiful novel. Alex reads a beautiful novel. What can you say about the word beautiful? Beautiful novel. The word beautiful describes how the novel is. Novel is a noun. So, the word which describes a noun, beautiful, is an adjective. Okay. I change the sentence again. Alex reads a beautiful novel slowly. Alex reads a beautiful novel slowly. I added the word slowly. Alex reads a beautiful novel slowly. It tells us how the action happens. So, word slowly is an adverb. Okay, children. Hope now you have a clear idea to identify a noun, verb, adjective and an adverb in a sentence. So, shall we move for the activities? Please read the first activity. Yes. Activity 1. Tick in the correct column saying whether the underlined word is a noun, verb, adjective or adverb. First one. Two angry dogs barked loudly. The underlined word is angry. Okay. Two angry dogs barked loudly. Who barked loudly? Two angry dogs. Ah, two angry dogs. So, how were the dogs? Angry. The dogs were angry. So, the word angry tells us how the dogs were. It describes the noun dogs. So, it is an adjective. So, you should put a tick in the adjective column. Let's go to the second one. Children watch cartoon. The underlined word is watch. There are two meanings for this word watch. One is the thing that we use to know time. Many of us wear a wristwatch, so you know the word watch, and it is a noun. And the other thing is a similar word for look, view or see. Then it is a verb. What is watch here? Children watch cartoon. Subject plus verb plus rest. As we all know well, according to this structure here, watch is a verb. So you should put a tick in the verb column. Let's go to the third one. She was gifted a beautiful watch on her birthday. Now it's very easy for you. Here the underlined word too is watch. We were just discussing it. Yes, there are two meanings for this word. And here I would like to highlight you the phrase, a beautiful watch. What was she given on her birthday? A watch. So that means here, watch acts as a noun. Right. Number four. Hafsa did well in her exams. Well is the underlined word. How many wells you know in the language? Huh? There are three meanings for the word that we use very often. First one is a structure created in the ground by digging to access water. You know Linde. Second is another way to say healthy, in good health, free or recovered from illnesses. And the third is the adverb form of good. Right. Out of those three meanings, what goes with this situation? Hafsa did well in her exams. Did well. How did she do? Well. The word tells us how the action happens. That means here, well acts as an adverb. So please put a tick in the adverb column. Okay then. Shall we see the fifth one? Our English teacher teaches us not only English but also good values. English is the underlined word. Our English teacher. Which teacher? English teacher. The word English specifies as the teacher. So here English acts as an adjective. Tick in the adjective column. Right. Let's go to number 6. I could catch the early train. I could catch the early train. Early is the underlined word. The early train. Train. Which train? Early train. Early. You know the answer now. Yes, it is an adjective. Seventh sentence. Niaz always comes to work early. Early again. Okay. The previous one was an adjective. Now here, Niaz always comes to work early. Comes to work early. My dear students, here the word early gives us more information about the action. Niaz comes early. So here early is an adverb. Shall we read the eighth sentence? Reading books makes a man complete. Right, children. Can you tell me the subject of this sentence? Reading books makes a man complete. Reading books is the subject. So, reading is a noun. For your further knowledge, I would like to make you aware that this verb form, ing added verbs are used as a present participle, as a gerund, and sometimes as an independent noun or adjective. For example, dancing is a good exercise. Here, dancing is a noun. This form is called gerund. Next, I saw a dancing kid. Here, dancing is an adjective. Then, they are dancing. Here, dancing is a verb. So, verb plus ing has many functions. Okay, then let's go to the ninth one. Girls water the flower beds in the morning. Water. We drink water. Then it's a noun. But here, girls water the flower beds. Water is the verb of the sentence. Dear students, put a tick in the verb column. Yay, the last one, number 10. Sam will write the essay neatly. Here, the underlined word is neatly. Most of the times, ly added words are adverbs. Let's consider about this sentence. Sam will write the essay neatly. How will he write the essay? Neatly, yeah, it tells us how the action will be done. So, neatly is an adverb. Tick in the adverb column. Right then. Before to move into the second activity, I should revise your knowledge about suffixes. That too is important in this lesson. There, you were taught that by adding a suffix, we can change the word classes of the words. I will bring them to your mind with some very common suffixes. Adding tion. You pronounce the word as shun, shun, tion, sion, and hood, ship, ness, makes a noun. Adding ive, ous, able, ful, makes an adjective. Adding ly or fully makes an adverb. For example, kind plus ness makes kindness and it is a noun. Educate plus ion makes education. It too is a noun. Colorful, full at the end, is an adjective. And colorfully is an adverb. Hope you got a certain idea about adding suffixes and making nouns, adjectives and adverbs. So then shall we go to the next activity? There, you have to use a noun or a verb or an adjective or an adverb in the appropriate place in a sentence. Okay, activity 2. Underline the suitable word. Here, you can see different forms of a word given within brackets. Number 1, we should be able to blank within brackets you are given the words manage, managing, manager our time efficiently. Manage, managing, manager. Okay, let's read the sentence again. We should be able to blank our time efficiently. Keep in mind that when we use the word to before a verb in a sentence, we are using the infinitive verb form. They are the root of the verb, or we say the base of the verb should be written after to. So here the answer should be manage. Let's go to the second one. More blank participate, participation, participator of the younger generation in common work is necessary. Here you see that the blank is in the subject phrase. That is more blank of the younger generation in common work. The main part is more blank. So there should be a noun in the blank. Out of these three words in the brackets, two are nouns. They are participation and participator. Participator is the person. So here the answer should be participation. Let's go to the third one. A level is a blank. Competitive, competition, competitor, examination. A level is a blank, exam. That is the sentence. You can see the blank before a noun, exam. So, as I've told you again and again, there should be an adjective before the noun. Out of the mentioned words, there is only one adjective. What's that? Yes, that is competitive. The other two are nouns. So, you should have selected and underlined the adjective competitive. Right, number four. The blank announcement of closing the school surprised everyone. Yeah. Here as well, the blank is in the subject phrase. The blank of closing the schools. And the main part is the blank. The is an article. It is called a definite article. And a and are the other two articles in the language. And we use articles before nouns. So, with no doubt, we know that there should be a noun in the blank. But the problem is that there are two nouns, announcer and announcement. If we read the phrase again, the blank of closing the school. Right, according to the text, the answer is announcement. The announcement of closing the school. Announcement. Okay, then shall we see the fifth one? Students should be blank. Create, creative, creation. And should think further than what they see or hear. A good advice for you all. Think further. Think more than what you see around you or you hear from your surroundings. Okay, then. For that, you should be what? Create what? Yes, the adjective should be there, creative. Students should be creative. Underline the answer, creative. Right, let's go to number 6. Blank, education, educate, educated is the acquisition of knowledge, skills, values, morals, beliefs and habits. Very easy. Same theory can be applied here also. Now you two would be able to describe the sentence. Subject should be filled. Then we have to select a noun for the blank. Educate is a verb. Educated is the past form of the verb. And also it can be taken as an adjective. So the noun is education. Seventh sentence. Journalists report news. Blank. Fast, fastly, faster. When we discuss just one part of the language, we have to come across some other different areas as well. For example, when we were discussing the previous activity and the sentences, we had to revise some knowledge about affixes, articles and gerunds. So, I want to highlight you that each and every small and easy part of grammar is needed when we go through a new area. Okay, children, back to the point. Journalists, report, news, blank. Here, the end is missing. Subject is there in the sentence, verb is here, and the rest too is given. So, when considering the given words, we can suggest that the adverb should be written in the blank. I know when we hear the word adverb, ly added words come to our mind. But my students, not every adverb is made by adding ly. Some adverbs are totally different from the adjective. For example, well, good and well. And also there are certain adverbs that we see as an adjectives also. For example, early, hard, and here fast, too is an adverb that can be appeared as an adjective sometimes. We don't put ly at the end of that word. So here the adverb should be selected and it is fast. Shall we read the 8th sentence? The picture is painted blank. Color, colorful, colorfully. In this sentence too, the last word is missing and according to the context here, too, the adverb should be written in the end of the sentence. So without a second thought, you can choose colorfully. Okay, then let's go to the 9th one. He will blank decide decision decidable when he should leave the place. Okay, my dear students, this is a future tense sentence. Here, the blank is just after will. And after the blank also, we can't see a verb. So, we should fill the blank with a verb. Right. ION added decision is a noun. And ABLE added decidable is an adjective. So, decide should be the answer because it is the verb. Underline decide. Rihanna told us many blank. Entertain, entertaining, entertainment. Stories and made us laugh till we cry. Right. Rihanna told us many stories. Many blank stories is the phrase that we should think of. Here you see a noun phrase stories. Stories is the noun and the word which is in the blank should be an adjective. I've taught you once the functions of ing added verbs. There I mentioned you that it can appear as an adjective also. So here it is an ing added verb as an adjective. Entertaining. Rihanna told us many entertaining stories and made us laugh till we cry. Please underline entertaining. My dear children, now you should be able to use nouns, verbs, adjectives and adverbs appropriately in a sentence. While learning the lessons, we had to revise our knowledge in some other grammatical points too. I hope that it would be helpful for you. Dear students, now we have come to the end of today's lesson. I presented this lesson for Ruhunu Guru Gedara Educational Program. I'm Nilanga Srivartana, teacher of English, working at Kottapalle National School. Hope to meet you in another lesson. Goodbye, children.
Ruhunu Guru Gedara Sambandhava Obata Matuvana Gatalu Saha Obe Adahas Palakirimata Then SMS Sevavak Sakriyai English Vishayata Adala Padama Pilimandhava ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් Singlish හෝ Tanglish Singlish හෝ Tanglish වලින් ලියා 0.7481 0.7481 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.
අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම් අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර.